Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Daddy, can you come get me? I say, oh my goodness. So I had to run and go pick him up. So ripping it, then my wife had a doctor appointment. So ripping and running, then had to work on top of that. That's busy, isn't it? I wanted to take some time off and call and say, hey, I'm tired. But you can't do that. But one thing I want you to get from this lesson tonight, we're going to look at Martha. Martha was the eldest of the family. Martha and Mary and Lazarus was brothers and sisters. Okay? So this is the Martha that we're talking about here. And Jesus Christ had just finished talking to the multitudes, and he's looking for a place to go, and Martha invites him to the house. Now, no doubt the disciples was probably there as well. So Martha prepares this elaborate meal. And while she's preparing it, Jesus is in the other room teaching. And whenever Jesus is teaching, he always gets a crowd. Isn't that right? He always gets a crowd. But Martha, she was so in tune with preparations for the meal that she did not take time to spend with Jesus. She was too busy. Now, what you got to understand, she was doing a good thing. She was fixing the meal. She invited Jesus in. I want you to let you know here, Martha was saved. So this is a good thing here. So this happens to Christian. Martha was saved. Because, I mean, if you read the Bible, she's always serving Jesus, helping Jesus. She loves Jesus. And Jesus loved their family. So, but Martha, this occasion, was so busy with the preparation, she didn't get time to spend with Jesus. And this is what I think it is with the season that just passed. I don't even like to use the word Christmas. I've kind of just X'd that out in my vocabulary. But the holiday that just passed, we say it's about Jesus. But we're ripping and running and doing everything, and we never spend time at the Master's feet. When we think about that night when Jesus entered into that flesh and was born, it was quiet. It wasn't a lot of ripping and running. But we have commercialized the holiday. We got to get this person this. We got to get that person that. If you understand that God gave us a gift on Christmas or on the holiday, we need to be in the mode of giving. So, are we going to spend time at the Master's feet? You may be doing something good. But remember, even if it's good, is it used the right way? So Martha, as we see here, she was cumbered with all this work. She was busy working. And then, one thing I want you to know is that her sister, Mary, actually did help her. A lot of people read this, they say, wow, she didn't even help her. Well, I want you to look at this scripture here. Look at verse 40. Look at verse 40. Look at verse 40. I'll show you that she did help her. It says, but Martha was cumbered about much serving and came to him and said, Lord, does not thy care that my sister hath left me to serve alone? So, Mary at one point was helping. Would you agree there? Yes. She was helping. But one thing about Mary that's so cool is Mary knows her sister. You ever know somebody in your family? They're never going to be satisfied. No matter what you do, you can work to the bone. I mean, it's just like, I hate to say this, my wife's not here, but her dad.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.